From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Route 66 was once known as the Main Street of America. It stretched from Chicago to Santa Monica. In its heyday, it was well-traveled. But that all changed in the 1980s, when an interstate highway bypassed Route 66. Dozens of places along the route went from boomtowns to ghost towns. A federal grant program has tried to help them out, but it's scheduled to end in the fall. From Flagstaff, Arizona, KJZZ's Laurel Morales reports.
In the 1950s and 60s, 500,000 people a year traveled Route 66, stopping along the way to see roadside attractions like a collection of live rattlesnakes, or spend the night in a teepee at a motel, or have their pictures taken in a large covered wagon. Williams, Arizona is one of the towns that lost visitors when traffic moved from Route 66 to the interstate. Two decades later, when entrepreneur Mike Bessler arrived, the town was still depressed.
A lot of businesses went out. And there was a lot of storefronts that were empty, broken windows that weren't being fixed.
But thanks in part to a federal grant program, Bessler and other business owners have brought back the tourists. Many come from Europe, and they know the old song. Bessler and his wife own a souvenir shop in Williams. They sell everything from Route 66 keychains to cap guns and dream catchers. A decade ago, the Besslers won a $6,000 federal grant to help them fix the out-of-date electricity in their century-old store.
It was unbelievably necessary because it was a potential fire hazard.
The grant was part of the Route 66 Corridor Preservation Program authorized by Congress. Now it's unclear whether lawmakers will renew it. At stake is more than $2 million aimed at reviving old tourist spots in struggling towns. Kaisa Barthuli manages the program for the National Park Service.
We've been able to work with mom-and-pop owners and local leaders to help restore and bring back a lot of these wonderful little jewels in the rough and bring new life into the community in the form of heritage tourists.
The program's term is up in September, but Congress is considering a measure that would still provide some funds for communities along Route 66. It would require businesses to work more closely with the National Park Service to get the money. In Flagstaff, I'm Laurel Morales for Marketplace.